Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, joined once again by our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell. If you're just tuning in, the focus of our show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, how they work, and how they can help benefit your health. If you're just tuning in, you missed a good first hour. We had Miley Combs on, and she's an expert on ester C. We answered a lot of questions about vitamin C and ester C and stuff like that. And those of you who are on the lines, thanks for hanging on over the break. And let's get back to Laura. You still there, Laura?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's try and answer your next question.
All right, this may be difficult, but I don't know. Not for you, I'm sure. But I had these shots in my feet for Martin's neuroma, and they were composed of a diluted form of acetone or alcohol, just explained.
That's something that we really, you know, it's a medical thing. It's not a, you know, it's really not a vitamin thing.
But as a result of that, I had inflammation in the veins, and I do know that there are some things that can soothe the veins, and I even heard, like horse chestnut or something like that, and I'd like to try, I wondered if you had any formula that you might, I'm taking vitamin C for it.
Good.
I think that helps.
That's fine, sure.
And
what do you want to know about horse chestnut?
Grape nut, whatever it is. What would you use?
Grape seed extract?
Yes. Grape nut. Grape seed.
Yeah, grape seed extract. I don't know if they soothe the veins. They tend to strengthen the veins. They're good for varicosities. You know, if you get these little spider veins, horse chestnut's very good.
Now, these are a little bit more extended than the little...
Yeah, that's what I said. It's
well, if I go to... All right, but I thought I could help myself with C and...
Sure, and you can try the horse chestnut and the grapeseed extract. Nothing wrong with that. Give it a try.
Isn't there some solution that already compounded, some compound that has those in it?
Yeah, there's a product called...
Diafan or something? No.
No, you're thinking of something else. There's a product called Centellavane from Solaray, which has a bunch of different things in it, all meant to help the veins.
Aimed at the venous system.
Yeah.
So that might be a good thing to
try.
There
you go. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Laura. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Next, we have Joe calling from Long Beach, Long Island.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My question is on post-colon cancer surgery where they did a resection. Would ester C, and just you were speaking to the other lady about horse chestnut and grapeseed, would that be helpful in getting the speedy recovery and getting rid of some of the pain?
All right. I'm looking at Dr. Podell, and he's looking at me.
I really don't know. these things generally help the healing processes. Whether it will help the pain, I really don't know. That really depends on a lot of local factors of, you know, what was cut and how inflamed it is and so forth. So, and I don't really have any experience in precisely treating that. So I was sort of shrugging at Arnie and saying, well, see, I sort of like to have some data, and yeah. I don't really have data on this. It makes sense, but I don't know.
The things that normally we would recommend would be things that are anti-inflammatory in nature. things okay. like the bioflavonoids and the you know, the grapeseed, and proteolytic enzymes are very good. Things
that's
things like pancreatic enzymes,
right? Yeah,
bromelain. Other enzymes other than pancreatic as well. Bromelain isn't a pancreatic enzyme.
Right.
But all these digestive enzymes, if you take them on an empty stomach, they sort of get into the bloodstream and they help digest away things that shouldn't be there.
Okay, they would aid in the digestion portion of the...
Not in the digestion portion. You can use them that way if you want to, but we were talking about using them to get rid of some of the inflammation.
Yeah,
inflammation is tremendous, so it's a lot of pain.
Yeah, that it's an important concept. These digestive enzymes, which include the plant-based ones as well as the pancreatic-based ones, when you take them with food, they digest the food. Well, it's good. But when you take them without food, they tend to get absorbed into the body, and that way they seem to have an anti-inflammatory effect. That's what Arnie was talking about.
Very well, because that's something I probably should try then, is the bromelain, like you said.
Yeah,
that might help for the pain, because the inflammation is beyond 6 months and it's like terrible.
Yeah, well, that you need to discuss with your physician because
I do.
Yeah, maybe there's a trapped nerve or something. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's a good point to bring up to him.
All right.
Thank you very much. Good show.
Okay, thanks for calling, Joe. And 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. Gene, Cedar Knolls, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I have terrific calcium deposits at the gum line of my teeth. What do I do to cure it, besides go to the dentist and have him scrape hard on me time after time?
Well, why would you get calcium deposits? You get them
at the gum line.
Is this because there's plaque?
Yes, it's plaque.
Yeah. So if we're talking about basically a localized gum infection and plaque and therefore calcium deposition, there are some nutritional things. The key is mechanical, though. It's a dental flossing and using the gum brush and such at the gum line, Sonicare, toothbrush and so on. But folic acid, both as oral and probably as a mouthwash, is useful. Coenzyme Q seems to have some data it's being useful. And then, of course, whatever kind of diet you're having, you don't want to have a lot of carbs sticking in your mouth.
I would follow some of the things that Dr. Podell said. Very, very pay particular attention to the oral hygiene, using a water pick type device, using dental floss, using one of those electric toothbrushes, using a sonic toothbrush. Those are all.
What is a sonic toothbrush? Because I use the
go to Target or a place like that. They have a nice selection. Or go into your local pharmacy.
And I can plug my dentist, Roger Creedy in Chatham, says that the Sonicare is somewhat better than the other electric toothbrushes because I guess the noise scares the bacteria that are eating at your gums. I guess it must disrupt the plaque somehow.
Yeah, so you want to – those are the things I would look into. You can take just good oral hygiene and make sure you take a good amount of vitamin C. Ester C would be a good choice. CoQ10 and folic acid, as Dr. Podell said. But the folic acid you want to take as a local rinse.
Well, what does that come in potency?
Oh, it's a liquid.
Yes.
A liquid. Just ask for – we have it at Wilner's. We have a few of them. One of them is called Foley Rinse. You know, you take a few drops in water and just swish it around.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yes, that's great help.
All right. Thanks for calling, Gene.
Thank you.
All righty. Time for another short break. And this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source of good-tasting, high-potency liquid and chewable probiotic supplements. All American Health products are available at Wilner Chemist at 20% off list price. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Ever wake up ready for the day, but your joints would rather stay in bed? Well, your day just got more flexible thanks to new natural Celadrin joint cream from Home Health. Natural Celadrin joint cream takes its name from Celadrin, the hottest new clinically proven ingredient on the market today. Don't let its light peppermint scent fool you. This breakthrough joint cream formula contains 7.5% natural Celadrin, the amount clinically shown to deliver beneficial effects in a clinical trial published in the prestigious Journal of Rheumatology. And Natural Celadrin joint cream is 100% paraben-free, non-greasy, and quick absorbing. So don't leave it up to your joints to decide what you can do with your day. Get Natural Celadrin joint cream from Home Health and get your day back. Look for Natural Celadrin joint cream from Home Health at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course. The supplement resveratrol has been the topic of a great deal of news and research lately. As an antioxidant, resveratrol may protect cardiovascular function by inhibiting LDL oxidation, upregulating nitric oxide synthesis, and protecting the integrity of capillaries. Resveratrol has also been studied for its ability to activate phase 2 detoxification enzymes and to maintain healthy cell replication. Now, Jarrow Formulas has developed a high-potency resveratrol supplement called Resveratrol 100. This new product contains 100 milligrams of resveratrols extracted from huzang root or polygonum, long used in traditional Eastern medicine as a cardiotonic.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Prodell. And I'd like to give you a heads up on an important upcoming event, something you may want to mark on your calendar. Several years ago, we ran a lecture luncheon live radio broadcast at the Grand Hyatt Hotel featuring, among others, Dr. Ron Hoffman. It was a big success. We had over 300 people there. We had to add extra tables. The following year, we did it again, but on a boat cruise up the Hudson River around Lower Manhattan as well. This year, in conjunction with WOR, we're going to do it again. It'll be at a restaurant in Manhattan. It'll be held on Sunday, November 4th, so mark your calendar now. You'll sit down to a full multi-course lunch, listen to two lectures, one from Dr. Hoffman and the other from Dr. Robert Hackman from the University of California, Davis, all the way from California, of course. Then we'll set up a panel and broadcast this radio program directly from the restaurant with you as the live audience, and you can ask questions directly. More information upcoming soon, but mark your calendars, Sunday, November 4th. Final details will follow. You know, and I also want to point out that there's times when a conventional medical doctor just won't do. You need someone who knows not only conventional medicine, but alternative medicine. And can you guess who we're talking about? I can, Dr. Richard Prodell.
Oh, let me guess. we try to combine the best of both worlds. We do conventional medicine, and, you know, medical diagnostic procedures conventionally are very, very good. We also do what we call holistic healing, and that means helping to support the body's natural healing systems. Most of us are healthy most of the time. There are active systems in our body that keep that going. What we try to do when people are chronically ill, they almost always develop secondary, what should we say, blockages to the healing systems. Some of it has to do with breathing, some has to do with magnesium, some may have to do with thyroid, some may have to do with liver detoxification. In order to get the healing process going again, you try and remove as many of those obstacles as you can. This is the holistic model in which we see all the different parts of your mind and body as related to each other, not as simply separate things that need to be treated for separately for their own sake. If you can optimize your function in certain areas of your body, that, we believe, will work its way through to help other areas as well. So people who have chronic problems, such as chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia or chronic depression or chronic anxiety, all these approaches, we think, do better with a combined and integrative medicine approach. People who are interested in this kind of approach, we are in New Jersey. We are in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. Our telephone number is 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. And on the web, it's Dr. Podell, drpodell.org. That is org.
Thank you, drpodell.org. All righty. Let's get back to the phones and talk to Justin from Brooklyn. Hi, Justin.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to ask, I take a 10-milligram statin drug and a beta blocker,
mm-hmm.
and I was wondering, should I supplement with CoQ10 and how much?
We're both saying
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, and I think Arnie thinks so. The statin drugs do a very, very good job in terms of preventing heart attacks. But they also interfere with the metabolism of coenzyme Q, which is important in the body's general energy metabolism. We are not sure, but it is thought that those people who do get muscle problems or nerve problems with statins, and there are a few of them, it might have something to do with blocking this coenzyme Q system. So there's everything to gain and nothing to lose by routinely taking coenzyme Q, usually typically 60 to 100 milligrams as just a general preventive with your statins, even if the statins seem to be doing okay.
Okay. Yeah. When I first started taking the drug, in the beginning I had some muscle pain, but it went away.
Well, it still would be a good idea to take the CoQ10, at least, I would say at least 100 milligrams a day.
Okay.
Okay, and take it with food.
Okay, that'd be great.
All right, Justin. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
All righty. And next we have Joyce calling from Manhattan.
Hi. Dr. Podell, we need you in Manhattan. We need you to open up an office in Manhattan. Even if it's only a back room in one of Arnie's stores, we'll come to you.
Joyce will work in the office for you.
There is this funny issue that is, I come into Manhattan every week from New Jersey. It isn't really that much further to go to New Jersey from Manhattan. So we have lots of patients who come out from the city. But I can understand people are used to New York, and that's where they live.
Well, I'm legally blind, and I suffer from chronic fatigue syndrome, so it would be problematic for me. But anyway, in the meantime, we'll just hear you on the radio. The reason I'm calling today is because I take magnesium glycinate by Metagenics and many, many other supplements. I've never been able to find a calcium, even in the minutest dosages, that doesn't leave me hungover, like sleeping pill kind of hungover, the next day. Even if I take it before I go to bed, I can't take it during the day at all. And I've tried the Bone Builder Microcrystalline Hydroxyapatite. I believe that's by another company that's a division of Metagenics. I'm wondering if you can suggest anything, because I'm really having osteoporosis and osteoarthritis and hip pain.
Well, you take the magnesium glycinate. There also happens to be a calcium glycinate. If you want to try that, that's called chelated calcium. It's made by Solgar, and that's a calcium glycinate. Give that a try if you want to.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't know what to do to combat the tiredness.
Yeah, this isn't an answer for the calcium, but if you should have your doctor measure your vitamin D level. Because if you take one of those really little vitamin D things, which doesn't have any calcium in it at all, it doubles the absorption of whatever calcium is in your diet.
Wait a minute. Say that again. If I take a really wide vitamin?
Okay. If you take, well, I'm just saying it's real small. Calcium pills are pretty big.
Because I take vitamin D separate, even from the vitamin D that's in, I think there's some vitamin D in with the magnesium glycinate.
Well, they should measure your level to see whether or not it's optimal. If it is not optimal, then you should take more vitamin D. And that way we'll double or even triple your absorption of the calcium that's in your diet without having to take any extra calcium. Not that you may not still need a calcium supplement, but whatever amount you take, it'll make it work that much better.
So if the vitamin D levels are normal, I don't have to take calcium?
No, didn't say that. You still need the calcium. But I'm saying the amount that you need, if your D were low and then you raise it up, you don't need to raise the calcium as much.
Okay, because the last time I took the vitamin D test, it was absolutely normal.
Okay.
At one point when it wasn't, I was told just to have 10 minutes of sun a day or a few times a week, and then it became normal.
Okay, well, that's fine. So vitamin D isn't the issue.
Right.
And that we really haven't solved why you get so hung over from a little bit of calcium.
Right.
It is surprising, but I agree with what Arnie says. Try different forms of calcium,
such
as the glycinate, and I'm sure you've tried the citrate. And, you know, I don't really know more than that.
Right. Now, the calcium glycinate by Solgar, may I still take my separate magnesium glycinate?
Why not?
Is there magnesium in there as well?
No, it's just chelated calcium, which is calcium glycinate.
Okay, and shall I take that before bed? Should I try it that way?
Take it any way you like, Joyce. Whatever you think's to work.
Okay.
Give it a try.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye.
All right. Guess what? It's time for another short break. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, whose products, including hyaluronic acid moisturizing cream and Celadrin and Ester C, are available at Wilner's at 20% off list price. We'll be back after these messages.
Tired of feeling tired? Want more spring in your step? Sounds like you need more energy. Whether you're at work, at home, out riding bikes, or whatever you're into, there's a unique multivitamin that gives you just that, more energy. It's called Alive from Nature's Way. And just like its name suggests, Alive makes you feel, well, more alive. Alive is the most complete and energizing multivitamin you'll find anywhere. It contains a mega potency of all the essential vitamins and minerals with an extra boost of energizing B vitamins. But that's not all. Alive also contains invigorating nutrients from 24 different fruits and veggies, 13 green foods, 12 organic mushrooms, 18 amino acids, and 10 digestive enzymes, plus powerful herbs and antioxidants. Put simply, Alive has more energizing nutrients from more natural sources than any other multivitamin. So no matter what you do for work or play, energize your life with Alive. It's nutrition you can feel. Nature's Way Alive is available in tablets, capsules, and refreshing drink mixes at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
All right. Now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
A busy day on the New England Thruway southbound side at exit 8. We have an accident. One lane is blocked off. Northbound delays, a crash just past the Bruckner interchange, causing delays back onto the Cross Bronx itself. Harlem River Drive, FDR Drive combo delays as you travel 140s to 116th Street. Crash takes out a lane. Also by the Brooklyn Bridge, some extra company. Northbound delays into the Triborough Bridge. And again, as you approach the George Washington Bridge itself. LIE westbound side between the Grand Central Parkway and the BQE, some company eastbound side, Queens Boulevard out to the Grand Central. And if you're traveling across the East River over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel heading into Manhattan, right lane is blocked with a disabled vehicle. Hudson River Crossings, George Washington Bridge, a 30-minute wait for you into town. Lincoln Tunnel costs you 30. Holland Tunnel, 45. Back to Jersey, the Holland Tunnel, a 10-minute delay. This report sponsored by Subway. Introducing the new Super Stuffed Subs from Subway restaurants. Packed, stacked, and piled high. Try one like the Feast or the Super Steak and Cheese. For a limited time, Subway, eat fresh. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
When it comes to losing weight, fad diets come and go. Weight loss claims that seem too good to be true inevitably prove to be indeed too good to be true. Certain approaches to weight loss, however, work. They stand the test of time. One such approach is what I call the meal replacement program. This involves replacing one or two meals a day with a nutritious, filling, controlled calorie shake. Nutritech, the all-one people, have taken this approach and improved on it. They have developed a weight loss formula that contains contains a blend of nutrient-dense, blood sugar-stabilizing, thermogenic, and immune-supporting ingredients in two powders, a plain and a cocoa-flavored version. These are not just another protein drink. They contain special nutrients such as activated barley, organic flax, L-carnitine, green tea, banaba, and a full spectrum of vitamins and minerals with extra chromium and a whey protein base. So if you're looking for a healthy, effective way to lose weight, check out the all-one weight loss formulas from Nutritech. For more information, go to www.wilner.com, select all-one Nutritech from the manufacturer quick search box, and then click on the weight loss formula listings. That's the all-one weight loss formulas from Nutritech, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Prodell, and it's now time for a couple of words from Dr. Michael Murray on behalf of Natural Factors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray. Do you eat 5 to 10 servings of fresh fruit and vegetables each day? If you don't, you're not alone. If we don't count French fries and potato chips, fewer than 15% of all Americans achieve the 5-a-day goal. Fortunately, Enriching Greens from Natural Factors can make up the difference. Enriching Greens is a superfood concentrate that mixes with water or juice to make a delicious green cocktail. One serving of Enriching Greens provides the phytochemical equivalents to 5 to 10 cups of a mixed salad. One of the most significant developments in nutritional medicine is the recent introduction of truly pharmaceutical-grade fish oil products. Over 600 clinical studies have now shown the benefits of the long-chain omega-3 fatty acids in over 60 different health conditions. To get the absolute highest quality fish oil product available, select RX Omega-3 Factors from Natural Factors. Remember, for quality nutritional supplements for good health, think Natural Factors.
Those Dr. Murray comments were brought to you by Natural Factors, the makers of RX Omega-3, a premier fish oil supplement. All Natural Factors products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. And now it's time for a quick update on what's on sale at Wilner Chemists. Here are some of the lines now on sale. Desert Essence, the entire line, 35% off list. Natrol and Future Biotics, 30% off list, the entire lines. And Bluebonnet, Nature's Way Herbs, Nature's Answer, Green Foods, Health Plus, all full lines at 25% off list. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. You'll automatically get our reference catalog and sale flyers. Just call 1-800-633-1106, choose option number 3, and leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, www.wilner.com, and that's Wilner with two L's. The website gives a full list of all sale items, extensive reference material, previous radio shows, and you can place orders there as well. But perhaps the best way is to stop by one of our two stores, 100 Park Avenue, corner of East 41st Street. That's the Midtown store. It's a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store, 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. We have catalogs available in the stores, of course. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals. All righty, 1-800-321-0710. That's our phone number here in the studio. And now let's talk to Nally from Queens.
Hello, Arnie and Dr. Richard. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My question is, I lost 2 inches off my height, and I was speaking to my brother, and he told me it's because of my calcium. I had stopped drinking milk like a little over a year, but I was still taking 1,000 milligrams of calcium supplement. So, I mean, and compiled with severe back pain, you know, that's what I was told. I mean, we were talking on the phone, and he told me that, so.
Well, we don't know. How old are you?
I'm 40.
Well, assuming that they measured accurately.
Really?
You know, no, I'm assuming. I don't know if they did. I mean, it's really easy to not measure accurately.
Yeah.
What That would suggest either, one, you have a premature osteoporosis, and that should be probably checked with the bone density,
yeah.
Or two, you might have had some fractures or in the spine if there was pain, and all that should be checked out. It would be unusual to have that manifesting in a woman at 40, and if that were the case, it would suggest there may be some sort of malabsorption problem with the gut. Some people have gluten problems. Some people have, you know, Crohn's disease, whatever.
Right. That's another thing he said, right, that even though I was taking the supplement, I probably was not, my system was not absorbing it properly.
Yeah. Now, all that can be checked. I mean, he's set forth an intelligent theory.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it a fact.
Right.
So now you and your doctor have to check out and see whether indeed you do have a malabsorption. And the other possibility is they didn't measure you right. Okay.
Well, the back pain is not severe. I mean, I walk a lot, and I still do walk a lot. It's just like sometimes when I get up in the morning, you know, it's just nagging there, and I've never, ever had back pain.
You know, a lot of people have back pain for various reasons. Oh. But if you're talking about genuine loss of height together with back pain, you have to get an X-ray of the spine to make sure that they're not having what they call compression fractures in the spine.
Okay, right. And can you tell me, like, how that can happen, like a possibility?
Well, I mean, one way is if you're malabsorbing calcium or vitamin D or whatever, and you're getting an effect in osteoporosis.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you have it. It means that that's one of the possibilities to be checked out.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, Nally, thanks for calling.
And thank you. You guys have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next we have Paige calling from Westport, Connecticut.
Here she is, and I'm delighted to be talking with you. Several years ago, my internist told me that I was overdoing the vitamins, and it was causing liver enzymes. I went off them, and that problem was taken care of. But I'm hypoglycemic. I have food allergies. And I'm particularly, after hearing your discussion about vitamin C, longing for more vitamin C. At the moment, I take a multivitamin one day and a protein drink with vitamins the next day. And occasionally I slip in some extra vitamin C, but it makes me nervous about taking it. But I'd like to take 2,000 milligrams because I'm allergic to citric acid, and I can't, if I have a drink of a glass of orange juice, I have immediate nausea with it. Or grapefruit, which I used to love, I haven't had since my 30s because it has the same effect on me. And I want to take, in addition to my multi one day and my protein drink the next, I'd like to feel I could take in fact, after hearing your earlier part of your program, I went and took 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C.
Okay, so I don't know what it was that was causing the increase in your liver enzymes to start with.
My physician said it was overdosing on vitamins.
What vitamins? Obviously, you're taking vitamins
now. The one that does that is niacin.
Usually.
That's the only one that I know that's likely to do that. Niacin.
Niacin?
Yeah.
I wasn't getting niacin.
Yeah.
I wasn't getting niacin.
Otherwise,
allergist said he had many patients who suffered raised liver enzymes and still went ahead and tolerated them and took their normal vitamins, but it perhaps I was taking vitamins too easily. I could swallow them without water.
Depends on the dosing. I mean, really high doses of vitamin D, really high doses of vitamin A, but the kind of normal doses that people take, it really shouldn't bother the liver.
Well, I'll try again with the vitamin C.
Okay, let your doctor know what you're doing.
Thank you very
much. All right, Paige. 1-800-321-0710. That's our phone number. And next we have Helen from Skillman, New Jersey. Hi, Helen.
Hi, thank you for this wonderful program.
You're welcome.
I'm calling about red yeast rice.
Okay.
I'm taking it to control cholesterol.
Okay.
But I have not been taking it with coenzyme QT. And I wonder what the effects of that could be if I don't take the coenzyme.
Well, number one, is the red yeast rice helping your cholesterol?
Yes, it has.
Okay. If it is, then it has some low-dose statin in it. Okay, and the statin is one of the things that, or is the thing which interferes with the ability of your body to manufacture CoQ10 naturally. So you're not. Go ahead.
I don't know whether you're familiar with the one that I'm taking. It's Solaray.
That's okay. So it doesn't matter. I'm familiar with Solaray. Sure.
Would that have the coenzyme in it?
No.
No.
No. You need to take CoQ10 separately. Would be a very, very good idea, something on the order of 100 milligrams a day.
And if I don't take it, is there any danger in not taking it with the red yeast rice?
Let me answer that one. We're all kind of biochemically individual. So some people, their body makes huge amount of coenzyme Q. You can deplete it and deplete it using those kind of medicines like statins, and everything is fine because they still have enough. There's another group of people where they don't make as much, and we don't really have good ways of measuring it. Those people, if you add something like a statin, might get caught short. Since we can't tell who's who, we're recommending that everybody who takes a medicine that depletes coenzyme Q should take some extra coenzyme Q. We're probably over-treating many people or most people. But we want to do that in order to assure that the people who really need it are going to get it.
Well, I'm not taking any statins.
But you are.
The red yeast rice has some natural statin in it.
Oh, all right. And does that affect the liver?
Sure, it can.
In theory, it could.
It could.
As much as some of the other
No,
less so. And again, it's going to vary with the individual. Many, many people take huge doses of statins and their liver does just fine. There's another group of people that get liver inflammation from it. So if you're one of the vulnerable people, that might happen to you at a relatively low dose. But for the most part, the red yeast rice is not at such a high dose that it usually does not bother the liver.
Okay. Well, I just had that checked anyway, and the liver turned out to be okay. But the reason I brought it up was I suddenly got an attack of the gout. And with my diet, that really shocked me because there's nothing in my diet that would make me get the gout. And I wondered if maybe the red yeast rice was doing it.
Not that I'm aware of. Not something I've thought about before. It's not one of the well-known side effects of those kind of things. They measured your uric acid level in the blood, and that's high?
Yes, my doctor did,
yeah.
It wasn't very high, she said.
Yeah, but she thinks that that's what was causing the joint pain.
She said that
may be. And things that tend to raise the uric acid level include diuretic pills, alcohol, include general overeating protein. And meanwhile, Arnie's looking up statins and
I just wanted to see if there was any mention of, uric acid. I don't see one here.
Okay.
So it's probably not related, but, you know.
The other things that I'm taking is Carlson's fish oil and Solgard's calcium. And I don't think any of those.
No, that shouldn't do it either.
Right. Mm. Okay. Well, so am I safe in saying I can take red yeast rice even without the coenzyme?
You could. I don't know why you'd want to, but you could.
For most people, they do fine no matter what. But if you want the extra insurance, you take the coenzyme Q.
Actually, with the regular statins, if you 2 weeks after you start taking the statins, your CoQ10 level drops 50%.
Yeah.
What happens with red yeast rice, I don't know.
Well, it's a lower dose, basically, it won't affect it as much.
Shouldn't affect it as much.
What has been your experience with people who do take red yeast rice for lowering cholesterol?
It works or it doesn't.
Oh, it
You're fortunate. It works.
Yes, it did. It worked.
All right.
Really
wonderful.
Well.
Wonderful.
Of course, along with diet and everything.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, may I ask? I was taking Nature Made multiples. Is that the same as Nature's Way?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Okay.
They all like to use the word nature.
No.
Right. No. Where can you find Nature's Way vitamins?
Wilner Chemists.
Okay. Well,
1-800-633-1106.
I wrote that number down. I'm going
there
to call
you go.
It. Can
perfect.
I call it today?
You can, but no one will answer.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Take care, Helen.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Time for another short break. This is Arnie Gatomer. And
this is Dr. Richard Podell.
Yeah, just waking up. Yeah. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello to all my friends on the Wilner Window. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and many of you have heard me talk about how NT Factor and Propax can fix the broken furnaces in your bodies. And, of course, I'm talking about the mitochondria. You see, there's an energy crisis that shows up in our 40s and 50s that can stay with us for the rest of our lives. You can especially see this energy crisis when chronic disease is present, and it doesn't matter whether it's cardiovascular issues, neurodegenerative, arthritis, or any of the health issues we routinely see in adults. NT Factor and Propax and Healthy Aging is able to solve this energy crisis in a way that no other nutrient can because it actually repairs the furnace, which of course is just a metaphor for the membranes. That's important because in a healthy person, the majority of your energy is produced in the membrane. And for the first time, a nutrient compound can really repair and restore the membrane. How is this new and different? Antioxidants can slow down the rate of new damage, but NT Factor can actually undo existing damage. That's new science, and that's why I say you need to get NT Factor. I use it, and so do most of my patients.
When it comes to your health, there should be no compromise. Only the best will do. Are you taking the best? For 60 years, Solgar Vitamin and Herb has been innovating and producing fine-quality nutritional supplements. Now, the company that set the gold standard for the natural products industry is introducing their next generation of supplements, Solgar Platinum Edition Nutri-Nano Nanotechnology Products. Formulated with patent-protected and award-winning technology, Solgar's Platinum Edition Nutri-Nano CoQ10 is 3.1 times more bioavailable than traditional CoQ10 powder and 2 times more bioavailable than oil-based CoQ10, and it's available in a convenient dosage of 1 soft gel daily. Faster and better absorption equals superior efficacy. You deserve the best. Trust the company that's been delivering the best for 60 years, Solgar. Visit Wilner Chemist and introduce yourself to Solgar Nutri-Nano CoQ10 today.
The estimates vary, but approximately 25% of the American population is thought to have what is called metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is a collection of problems all related to insulin resistance. The inability for insulin to do its job properly can lead to obesity, cardiovascular disease, including high blood pressure and high cholesterol, and to type 2 diabetes. Sound familiar? Are we talking about you or someone in your family? There are two products from Metagenics that have been shown to be very helpful to people with metabolic syndrome. One is called UltraMeal Plus, which is a powdered low-glycemic index meal replacement rich in fiber, isoflavone-rich protein, biologically active folates, and extra phytosterols for powerful cholesterol regulation. The other Metagenics product is Insinase, a unique blend of selective kinase response modulators from hops and acacia that has been shown in clinical studies to modulate insulin response. For comprehensive nutritional support of conditions associated with metabolic syndrome, think UltraMeal Plus and Insinase from Metagenics, available at both Wilner Chemist locations in Manhattan.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Prodell, and we're here on the Wilner Window on WOR 710. And let's talk to Jane from Morristown, New Jersey. Hello, Jane.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm in my mid-50s. Quit smoking about 15 years ago, and when I quit smoking, I fainted, and they could never find anything the matter with me. So I presume I have a very sensitive system to, you know, trying to detox really fast. And I would like to know what you gentlemen recommend for a mild detox so I don't throw my system into shock at my age.
Okay, you want to do...
A liver detox. And one other question. I know the doctor has something called a liver detox challenge test. I'd like to know what that's about.
That's not me.
That's not him.
That's
another doctor.
Yes, must be Dr. Vanini.
No, could be anybody.
Yeah.
All right.
Dr. Padel, it's on your website.
Liver detox challenge test? Oh, I think I know what you mean.
Yes,
there is a lab test which looks at the ability of the liver to process chemicals. That's not a treatment. That is something that Great Smoky's Laboratory, now known as Genova, I think, will do, where if you feed people some aspirin, some Tylenol, and you measure the metabolic products that come out, it shows you how rapidly the liver is able to detoxify these products. That's what's on my website. It's a diagnostic test. It's not a liver detox treatment.
Okay.
Right, there's a whole bunch of detoxes. Many, many different companies. Natural Factors has a product. Enzymatic Therapy has a formula. There's a company called Renew Life that has stuff, and Yerba Prima. So everybody has a whole bunch of formulas. Usually, what you do is you take a meal replacement type products. What you do is you try and take the metabolic load off the body. You get rid of a lot of the allergens that the body is doing. Metagenics has one. They call it Ultra Clear. Okay, it's a powdered product that you take five times a day. You don't eat. You just take that five times a day. Do that for 3 days. And that sort of gets all the allergens out of your body, and it helps, you know, the liver begin to start shedding some of the things that are in there.
Okay.
That's one way to do it.
All right. And that's mild. That's mild, then.
Yeah, you can make it milder by having one meal of food a day. You know, it's all how intense you want to go and how mild do you really need it. You know, the reason you fainted when you stopped smoking is because, you know, sometimes smoking has an effect on the blood vessels, and you can get, you know, a vasoconstricting effect.
Mm-hmm.
And you stop that all of a sudden.
Yeah,
so,
I went cold turkey, and I was a heavy smoker, and
that
needed death.
Okay, well, in your case, it wasn't a wise thing. So there's lots of detoxes, lots of mild detoxes. That you can do. It's just a question of exactly how mild do you really need it. It's a difficult question.
Can I ask one more question?
Why not?
Okay. The next question is, but I have read that there's only two or three major vitamin companies in the United States, and then it comes down to the different other companies, subsidiary companies or whatever. Is that a true statement?
No.
No.
There's more than... When you say vitamin companies, you mean companies that make the tablets and capsules?
That's correct.
No, there's a whole bunch of them.
There's a lot.
Oh,
more
a lot.
Than just two.
Oh, yeah. Oh, many
okay.
more.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate
okay.
It.
Thanks, Jane. And next we have Carla calling from Queens. Hi,
Hello.
Carla.
Hello. It's good to talk to you. And I have a problem with osteoporosis. I'm 76, and I had bone scans, and I have osteopenia in the spine, but not in the hips. It's a mild case. They didn't put me on Fosamax because I wasn't too anxious for it. However, I took another bone scan, and I've been doing 1,500 milligrams of Country Life calcium, magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to eat, you know, yogurt and everything and milk. However, the bone scan did not improve that much. And I would like to know, is there anything else I could do in addition to the Country Life, you know, so I don't need the calcium Somebody mentioned strontium to me, but I don't know anything about it. I'm calling you.
Strontium is a separate mineral. It's related somewhat to the calcium and magnesium family of minerals. And taking about 600 milligrams of strontium a day, in addition to everything else you're doing, would be one option definitely. The other thing I would recommend is increase your vitamin D.
I did that on my own. I bought a vitamin D, and it sort of upset me. I take Solgar 75, and I get 400 in there, and I take a lot of other supplements. But I don't know. If I took it with the strontium, it would be better. Or what
you
dosage?
Could do that.
What dosage?
Well, you're getting 400. I would take at least for you. I would take another 1,000.
That's what upset me, I think.
I don't think it's that. Vitamin D doesn't usually do that. That would be unusual.
Can I take strontium and the calcium? Would that do it?
Well, you're taking the calcium. If you want to add the strontium, absolutely.
And not too much D.
Well, that's up to you. My suggestion would be the vitamin D.
1,000 vitamin D and 600 milligrams of strontium a day?
Yeah, strontium comes in, I think it's 300-some-odd milligrams dosage, and you take a couple of those a day.
And that should, 600 you said?
About, sure.
Uh-huh, and that should improve my condition?
I would hope. Well, don't forget, the osteopenia means sort of like a little bit of weak bones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, if you can stabilize it, that's wonderful. You don't have to increase it.
Right.
You know, if you can just stabilize not really build more bone, but just not lose more bone,
that's
you're ahead of the game.
Too.
And the other thing I would recommend is a weight-bearing form of exercise.
I walk a lot.
Okay. And
I walk and exercise, so that's
good
no
for
problem.
You. Good for you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, Carla. Thanks so much for that call. All right. Well, you hear that nice, mellow mood music. We're coming to the end of this episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. A couple of people on the phone. Sorry we didn't get to you today. Give us a call next week, and hopefully a little earlier in the day, and we'll try and get to you. Okay, we have next week we have a special guest, Doug Inglesby. He's going to be here from Nutritech. Nutritech makes all one. Nutritech makes all one, and he's going to be talking about a new weight loss formula that they have. We've enjoyed spending this Sunday afternoon with you. Thanks to Noah and Ira in the control room. And please stay tuned for the Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini and Danny. And the Wilner Window will be back again next Sunday at 2 o'clock. Have a good week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professional.